suppose the first thing to say is that e-bikes and e-scooters are a great and sustainable and green and eco-friendly way of getting about. But as you rightly say, there's very important information that we would like to share in connection with how you can use them safely. And that mainly relates to the increase in fires that are related to what are known as lithium-ion batteries, that are types of batteries that are used in e-bikes and e-scooters. And there has been right across the world, actually, an increase in fires associated with lithium-ion batteries. And there's a few important elements, Donna Marie, to that, that we would like to share just to draw the general public's attention.
One of them is in relation to looking at safety markers.
Yes. So there's three steps. If the public just keep the three steps in their mind, it'll help a lot in relation to the safety of e-bikes and e-scooters. So the first step is when you're buying your e-bike and e-scooter, and as you rightly say, Donna Marie, there is important. It is very important to look for the product safety conformity mark. So the main one is the CE mark that people will be familiar with, and that is the European Conformity Mark. And that is the declaration by the manufacturer of the product. Once they put the CE mark on, they say that is basically saying that they are declaring that the product is safe, and there should be loads and loads of information in the background by way of technical compliance documentation to demonstrate the product is safe. The other conformity mark also is the UK CE mark, and that basically follows the same approach.
And then whenever you have the e-bike or the e-scooter, it's important that it's stored properly.
Yes, that's right. And that falls very nicely in the step two, which is looking after your e-bike and your e-scooter. So once you have purchased your e-bike and your e-scooter, you've looked for your conformity marks, you've done your research, then you need to take care of it. And storing it is really important, and particularly where you store it whenever you're charging it is especially important. So not to store it in hallways where it might block your exit out of the building, because if a fire develops whenever you're charging it, then where it is stored is very, very important. So charging the e-bike or the e-scooter is critical. And one of the main messages that we want to get out is that you should only ever use the charger that is supplied by the manufacturer with the e-bike, and make sure the charger is compatible with the e-bike or the e-scooter. And charge it. Don't overcharge it. Use the right charger. Once it's charged, disconnect the charger, and charge it when you're awake and not when you're asleep, because that increases the risk, obviously, in relation to if there's a fire.
And finally, whenever we get devices like this, you're going to run into some problems at some point down the line. So if you need to get it repaired, it's important to take it to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Absolutely, Donna Marie, and that's step three, which is whenever you need to make any changes to your e-bike or e-scooter. So if you're getting great enjoyment out of your e-bike and your e-scooter, and it's a very good and safe product, eventually you may need to get it repaired. And just as you say, just take it only to a competent professional who's able to demonstrate to you that they understand what the safety requirements are, and only use manufacturer's recommended replacement parts, and only use the competent professional to carry out the repairs. And really important, don't ever tamper with the battery, because the lithium-ion battery is a critical element of the e-bike and the e-scooter.